In our society today, technology has come a long way. Technology has become faster, smaller, and even more affordable throughout time. And now majority of us have cell phones, laptops, game systems, and every electronic ever thought of. Although there is an abundance of positives to having electronic devices, there are negatives as well. As technology has developed throughout the years, it has greatly affected our youth and the way we live in many aspects, from everyday activities to work and school.
Hi, my name is Sabrina, and I'm 9 years old. I have an Xbox, a PlayStation 3, GameCube, a DSi, a laptop.
Do you have a cell phone?
Yes.
How many text messages do you get each day?
About 800.
800? Wow, you're a popular girl. Do you use the computer?
Yes.
How long do you use the computer each day?
About 4 hours.
Oh. How many friends do you have on Facebook?
About 633.
Wow.
Hi, my name is Hannah. I'm 12 and I'm in 6th grade. I got my first cell phone at the beginning of 6th grade.
Do you use your cell phone just to call people or also texting?
I use my cell phone to call people and to text.
About how many texts do you receive a day?
Too many to count. Way too many.
Do you abbreviate a lot of the words that you put in a text?
Yes. Absolutely yes.
What are some examples?
Laugh out loud as LOL. Be right back as VRB. Those are just some. There's a lot more.
Okay. Who do you text the most?
I text my friend Summer the most.
Okay. Do you sometimes find yourself abbreviating the words that you write in school assignments?
Yes. Sometimes. Not all the time, but like a lot.
What types of conversations do you text about?
School, family and friends, what we're doing the next day, that type of thing.
Do you have a computer?
Yes, I do.
Where is your computer in your house?
I have 4 computers. I have my mom and dad's in the living room. I have my computer in my room. I have my laptop, and my brother has a laptop.
How long do you spend a day on the computer?
About an hour.
Thank you, Hannah. It is a pleasure talking to you.
Hi, my name is Marcus Weiss, and I am 11 years old. I got my first cell phone in the beginning of 6th grade. I use my phone for both texting and calling.
Do you respond to every text that you get?
It depends on the type of text. I usually respond to most. LOL, OMG.
Who do you text the most?
I text my cousin Hannah the most.
What types of conversations do you text about?
I usually text about homework.
Do you have a computer?
Yes, I have.
Or in your house?
Everywhere. It's a laptop.
How long do you spend a day on the computer?
4 hours.
Thank you, Marcus. It was very nice talking to you.
Hi, my name is Tamara Tom Moore, and I'm 12 years old. I got my first cell phone 4 years ago.
Do you use your phone just to call people or also texting?
Calling and texting.
Do you respond to every text that you get and why?
No, because I'm not in the mood.
Do you abbreviate a lot of the words that you put in a text and what are some of them?
Yes, and I use LOL, OMG, TTYL.
Who do you text the most?
I text my cousin the most.
Do you sometimes find yourself abbreviating the words that you write in school assignments?
Yes.
What types of conversations do you talk about?
Drama, like in school, boys, and teachers.
Do you have a computer?
Yes.
Where is your computer in your house?
On my desk in my room.
What websites do you use the most?
Google, YouTube, and Wikipedia.
Thank you, Tamar.
You're welcome.
As you can see by the previous conversations with children under the age of 13, our generation is greatly impacted by technology. All of the children interviewed have a multitude of electronic devices such as game systems, cell phones, and laptops. These kids are very dependent on these items, and it just shows that technology is very important for research and communication for them. Now we are going to talk to some teenagers and adults about this generation and their use of technology.
Hi, my name is Evelise Rivera, and I'm 15 years old.
Do you have a cell phone?
Yes. I got my first cell phone in the 7th grade.
Do you text a lot on your cell phone?
Yes.
About how many texts do you get a day?
From 2,000, I would say.
Do you have a computer?
Yes.
How many hours a day do you use your computer?
8 to 9 hours.
What websites do you use the most on your computer?
I use Facebook, Twitter, and Tumblr.
Do you have a Facebook?
Yes.
About how many friends do you have on your Facebook?
Almost 750.
Do you talk to most of your friends on Facebook?
Not a lot, but at the same time, yes.
How would your life be without technology and why?
My life without technology would be probably difficult because I do most of my research on the computer and not in a real library with books and textbooks and stuff like that.
Hi, my name's Police Officer Dana Nunez. I've been a youth officer with the NYPD for approximately 4 to 5 years, and I have 16 years on the job.
Hello, Officer Nunez. I was wondering what your feelings are about today's generation and their use of technology.
Well, it's got both pros and cons. For example, the pros would be research. It's a lot easier to look up certain subjects that you might not have looked up before, things in which would take so long to look up in a book. And at the same time, it's a lot easier to communicate with others. They have the UVU, texting, you can call somebody from wherever you're at. The con that would be a lot of kids are getting lazy. You see kids, they want to go home. What do they want to do? They just want to play video games, which makes them stay in their house. They don't get exercise. They don't get any personal interaction with other people, which is a large part of the process of growing up.
How do you think technology has influenced the behavior and language of our generation?
Technology has desensitized many kids today, simply with the video games, the gore, the violence, things like that we didn't see years ago. Kids see somebody getting killed on the video game. They don't look at it as somebody being killed. It's just a game. Where I used to work in East New York, a lot of kids, they thought life was like a video game.
What do you think is the right age for kids to receive a cell phone?
Well, it depends on the mental maturity of the kid. For example, my children, I was strictly against it when they wanted a cell phone for junior high school. I do see the need at the same time for a cell phone in case of emergency or something, but at the same time, that it depends on the mental maturity of the child to use it responsibly. If they do get a cell phone, you know, during junior high school or so, my personal feeling is it should not be an expensive phone. It should be one of the basics. You know, this way, if they break it or whatever, it's really not a loss of money.
Hello, my name is Kelly Weiss. I've been a teacher for 21 years at IS61, William A. Morris Intermediate School. I actually have mixed feelings about the new generation and their use of technology. On one hand, I feel it's really wonderful, especially in the way they are able to do presentations. And on the other hand, I do feel that they're lacking basic skills because of their constant use of it and dependence on it. I believe that children should receive a cell phone when they start middle school. They're becoming a little more independent, and I know parents are a little bit more worried about them in a new environment, and I think keeping a cell phone on a student that age would be a good way of keeping in touch.
As a teacher, do you feel that the students of this generation use incorrect grammar and spelling frequently in their assignments?
I absolutely do. I think that's actually a pitfall of technology. Between spell check, those types of things, students are not learning how to do that on their own, and I'm seeing it a lot in their writing and in their projects. Because of texting, I know students are using abbreviations inappropriately, and as a teacher, I actually do lessons on that to teach them the correct way to write with punctuation, grammar, spelling.
What steps do you think people should take today to improve these bad habits?
Well, I think the use of technology, while it's a wonderful thing, needs to be limited. And students really need to practice some of the old-fashioned skills, and I think that they need to be provided opportunities to do that, and that is a very big job of a teacher, because things that years ago students might have learned a lot younger, we're having to kind of catch them up on because they're in the age of technology where so many things are being done for them.
Thank you very much, Ms. Weiss. It was very nice talking to you.
After hearing the interviews presented to you, you can see that our youth is surrounded by an abundance of technology. Technology has influenced the way our youth speaks, the way they occupy their time, the quality of their schoolwork, and so much more.
Signing out, Christina Weiss,
Sonia Reyes,
and Shaquina Evans.